everyone. How's it going? I'm Nick Baldwin, and you are listening to Command Your Business. Last week and the previous weeks before that, it was Command Your Social, but we had a name change, and it's now Command Your Business. However, you can still listen to all the Command Your Social episodes on Spotify and wherever you get your podcasts, so don't worry. We just did a name change so we can interview more amazing people doing amazing things in their business. What's going on, Rob and Leslie?
How you doing today?
Hey.
Wow, Leslie, that was super enthusiastic.
It's the new
title. Hi, everyone.
Title.
Well, I didn't want to overshadow Rob. He was coming in strong. Hi, guys. Again.
Hey, Rob and Leslie, everyone. What's going on?
What's going on?
Hi.
Rob Chubb, introduce yourself to those who don't know you.
So my name is Rob. I'm an operating principal out of KW Advantage in Novi, Michigan. Been in the business 18 years with KW since 2017 and host of the podcast. This is my second episode, but third week, right? Because I missed
second episode. You did a really good job a few weeks ago. So we invited you back.
Yeah.
Leslie, introduce yourself to those who are new and listening and just curious of who the co-hosts are.
Yeah, absolutely. Hi, everyone. I'm Leslie Jackson. I've been with Keller Williams since around 2013. Nick and I crossed paths when we were both regional tech trainers. However, I stepped aside to do that. And now I'm consulting with Nick full time. So loving this podcast. I love meeting new people. So thanks for having me again, Nick.
Awesome. Let's get started. So today we have a pretty awesome guest. I've known this person for quite a while. She is the marketing director for a very large real estate team with Keller Williams called Lucido Global. Ugh, I mumbled that. Let's go back. Lucido Global. And our guest today is Lauren Lucido. What is going on, Lauren? Thanks for being here.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me. This is exciting to be here.
Yeah, no, it's super exciting to have you. It's always fun to talk to you. So, Lauren, you are the marketing director for Lucido Global, right?
That is correct. Yep.
And your guys' numbers are pretty astronomical. Can you just tell us what your numbers are year to date for your team?
You know what? Off the top of my head, I don't know. I can get that for you. I'll give you last year's numbers though.
Okay. Yeah. Just do last year's number.
So last year, 2021, we did just over 1.2 billion. With a B, yes, 1.2 billion in volume. We have about 300 team members and about 40 locations across two countries. So,
wow,
all the U.S. and in Canada.
Cool. So you guys are kind of doing something special there, I would say. So tell us, Lauren, about your role with Lucido Global. You're director of marketing, right?
Yes. So we have an in-house marketing team, and actually that's something that we've had since the back to pretty close to the start of when Bob and Tracy, who happened to also be my parents, when they started Bob Lucido team back in 2008. So we've had an in-house marketing department since like 2009. Now it's more common, but back then it wasn't very common. So we've always done a lot of marketing right from the start. I actually came on officially in 2013 to help out with social media. It was kind of going to be a part-time thing. I was going to go back to school, and then I kind of just got inundated with it, fell in love with what I was doing, and social media coordinator turned into director of marketing. And then here we are, 9 years later. My role evolved into much more than social media. Now we have a team of about 9 people, a marketing team, about 9 people, and we service our entire, so everything Lucido Global. So whether it's Bob Lucido team, which is our hub, Keller Williams Lucido Agency, which is our own market center that we opened in our hub, And then, or Lacido Global. So everything Lacido is done internally in our biomarketing department. So logo, marketing materials, any of our brand collateral, website, social,
swag, your merch and your swag, which I have had the honor of being sent some articles of swag in the past, like a Yeti and a t-shirt and lots of fun things. And you design all those things?
Yes. Yeah. Rob, Leslie, I'll have to get your addresses so I can send you some.
Oh,
I am a sucker for swag. So I will wear it with pride and post it all over. So
absolutely. I would love it. I would love it too. I know Nick was trying to rub it in there.
Yeah, right.
A little bit. I don't feel so special anymore. you have more than one location. You mentioned before you're in several locations, more than several. So you mentioned you were in other countries. What other countries is the company in?
We're in Canada.
Oh, Canada. Do you think you're going to branch out to, Europe?
So that is, Bob, that is on the vision board. I'm comfortable sharing this because Bob,
are you sure?
So one day Bob, he wants to, be able to travel to Italy and connect, meet with our Lacido partners in Italy. So hopefully that will, hopefully that is a future, something in the future. But right now we are just in, I like to joke with him that we are in all of our locations speak English, because translating the marketing, although we do have Spanish marketing materials.
Other than potential vacation spots to expand to, how do you guys decide what markets to go to?
So it is we have grown and evolved and failed forward through this process. Cause when we first started expansion, it was back in 2016, we opened a bunch of locations and went into all these markets and, we were honored, excited that people wanted to partner with us. So we were like, sure. Yeah, that sounds great. So we were in like, I think 27 locations very quickly. And we realized that it's costly to go to open a location. We do things when we do everything, we do everything first class. So whether it's investing in, signage materials, the prep to sort of incubate the market, there's an investment that's associated with that. So we weren't succeeding in all of our markets. So we ended up kind of like reevaluating. We need to refocus and figure out exactly what it is we're looking for and what we're trying to do, and what our standards are for going into a new location, going into a new market. So now we have a set sort of like of standards that we're looking for. It's also, at the end of the day, it's about the right person, because you can go into a market that has a great price point and that, the market is doing hot. There are lots of sales. There's huge potential. But if you're not with the right person, then it's not going to work out. Likewise, if you have the right person and maybe it's not even the ideal market, there's like, you can make that work rather than like having
does your organization have people reaching out saying like, hey, I want to be a part of Lucido Global, come to my market, I want to be that? Or are you more proactive in going and like prospecting for that person?
I would say it's both. We're always looking to create new relationships and opportunities. Even like going out to restaurants, some of our top performers or team members, whether it's this company or the previous company, are people that Bob and Tracy met out at a restaurant and asked them to come,
a server.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually they're, she came on board during COVID as their assistant. Now she has quickly kind of excelled and now she's handling their database, but she was a server at a restaurant near their home and during COVID, so they got to know her and she came on board and she's amazing. A lot of times people in the hospitality background, like hospitality industry, have great.
Also, teachers make great agents too.
They do.
Especially third grade teachers, because when you're buying or selling a house with somebody, they instantly turn into third graders.
I was going to say, you have to have a lot. You have to have a lot of patience.
Mm-hmm. Well, Lauren, I love that you mentioned just like that you all have really high standards as far as, you know, looking to place your team in different markets. And if you don't find the right person, then it's not going to work. So this is a perfect segue to talk about a little bit about your family. I know that some of our listeners may not know, you know, your family story entirely. So give us a little glimpse of what your family is like as far as like the leadership team goes, the dynamics of the family, and what it's really like to work as a family.
Oh my goodness, how much time do we have? No, actually in Hawaii, Bob and I were on, that was one of the panels that we were on, working in family business or like working with your spouse. And that's something that is kind of, a lot of people are always interested in. I think also in real estate, there are a lot of, whether it's like husband and wife team or family business, that's pretty common. Our family, so Bob and Tracy started it back in this team, Bob and CEO team, in 2008. Tracy was actually the first one to get into resale. She got in college because she was traveling with you for tennis. So she went and got her real estate license, and she actually was working for one of our top competitor in the area. And then with the way that the market was, Bob, decided to close down Builders First Choice, which was the new home sales and marketing company that they had before. So then, I think early like spring 2008, they started Bob Lucido team. And I remember I drove home like freshman year of college, moved out of school, drove home, like unpacked the car, and then like drove and like packed everything to set up the new, their new office. And that was that was opening up with RE/MAX. So we were with RE/MAX until 2014. I came on board in 2013. My brother, Robert, came on board. I'm not even exactly sure when, but he came on actually he was pursuing some other things. And he was helped. We had a gap. We needed help with the photo scheduling. Which is a very kind of, now he's in a completely different role, but he came on to help out with that. And then he got more kind of similar to me, more involved or like more inundated, with the company. And then he was working on the business end of things. And now he's in business development and he's our chief strategy officer. So he is brilliant. I don't know if he'll hear this. If he hears this, I'll deny it. Robert is very, very smart. He's very analytical, very math-brained. I am not a numbers person. Like numbers for me are like, ooh. So like I'm a little bit more of the creative. He's the numbers analytical. My parents are also different. So we all have strengths and weaknesses. And then our chief of operations, he also happens to be family. He's not in that role because he's family, but he's my mom's brother. He's actually my godfather. So we have a strong family presence in our leadership team, but we also have members in the leadership, senior leadership, who are not Lucidos. So it's a dynamic. I always say that it'd be interesting because at family reunion, you know, events, there's always the speakers on the panel who are in the family business. But I always say it'd be interesting to hear from the people who aren't in the family, but are still in the family business.
Yeah.
Oh, that's incredible. It's like, so I'm sitting here listening to all these people that are in the family. And if that was my family, I don't know that we would get along and build this huge empire. How do you guys maintain healthy relationships and still enjoy like family time?
It's something that you have to actively that you have to actively remind yourself and like be aware of. I think real estate in general, whether it's family business or not, it's one of those industries where it's very like everything is immediate. Like someone needs a show, like wants a showing now, or they need a response now, or someone calls and wants a list, you know, meet to list their house, and you have to like connect, speak with them now, or else they'll pick up, you know, they'll go meet with someone else who will make themselves available. And then having the family element makes it a little more challenging because, you know, if someone, you know, one of us is, if we're together and one of us is, gets an email or something and then says something and then the other one comments, then it's like we end up having these conversations, especially when we're away. My youngest brother is not in the business. He graduated from law school last year. He got a good job and moved up to Rhode Island with his now wife. They got married a couple months ago. But so he's not in the family business. So when we are together, we have to be very aware and kind of like, okay, we're not going to talk real estate. We're not going to talk business. We're not going to talk work. And it's hard. It's something that like, it's not like you always want to talk about work, but something comes up and then it will kind of happen.
Well, I was going to ask, you know, turning real estate off at home is, I think, a difficult thing. Like I worked with my mother for a lot of years and it was hard to turn that off, right? Because you're together all day long doing real estate and then you're at home and like, you know, you want to, it just kind of comes up, you know?
Yeah. And also I think, and I was, you know, thinking about this the other day, just cause I'm, you know, going through some like life changes and just kind of very, like reflective thinking about how like my circle, like as I've gotten older, and as the company, like as our company has grown, the number, like the people in my life, there's like a lot of people in my life I know or I'm connected to through real estate. So even if like I don't work with them directly, but the way that I got to know them is through real estate. So like, it's kind of one of those things that, I mean, I think it's great. And I think it's really neat that our, like, how blessed am I? How lucky am I to have so many, and even with you all, like to be able to just have connections through real estate. And then sometimes at the same time, like even with social media, I'm kind of like, I just like, I need to like pause and kind of just step back and kind of like think about something else that's not real estate, because I think it's easy to kind of get inundated.
I can only imagine. And I'm thinking about that brother that doesn't, that isn't part of real estate. I could just imagine him like showing up to the family and just, you know, a family event being like, hey guys, you guys stressed out? Cause I'm not.
Well, he's an attorney. So he's got a whole different.
Oh, he's got a different type of stress
there.
Yeah.
He does. They got married back in June. And that was the one, I was telling someone last week, that was the one time that I can remember, like really kind of like ever, that we all like we did not talk real estate, like we did not, there's no real estate, no work, like during the whole, like the actual day of the wedding, like none of us had our phones. I didn't even have
That's
my phone.
Awesome.
Like, I wanted to take pictures. I was his best woman, so like I was standing next to him and I like wanted to take pictures of him, and I realized like I left my phone up in the room so that I wouldn't be distracted. But it was really good because we were so present, and it wasn't, I mean, there were a couple people that we, you know, work people there, but we knew them prior to them being involved in the company. But it was sort of like afterwards, I was like, this is what normal people must do. Like when they go on vacation, like they go on vacation and they don't talk work. It was nice.
Yeah. That's
so
awesome.
Striving more towards that.
That's awesome. Well, let's pivot a little bit back more and talk about your marketing. I know earlier you were mentioning offline just that you guys have your own interpreters, or you might have just said that earlier when we were recording. Tell us a little bit about your language. So it looks like you might have minored in Spanish. So I'm a little interested in that. Tell us, are you fluent and how does that help your business?
Okay. So I started taking Spanish in kindergarten and took it all the way all the way through high school. There was a couple semesters that I didn't take it. And then in college, I really wanted to study abroad. I wanted to go to either Spain or Italy. And that's actually the reason why, like, I chose my, one of the big reasons why I chose my school is because the tennis coach would allow her players to go abroad during fall semester. Long story short, I ended up not going because I was in a sorority and I wanted to have a little, but the main reason was because I was doing so well with tennis that I wanted to, like, continue playing. I didn't want to miss the kind of like half season, but I had taken classes so that I basically only needed, I think it, like it get, got to the point where I only needed one more class, or I would have needed two, I would have maybe needed to double up to be able to major in it, but I didn't. So I just minored, but I do not speak it often. It's one of those things, if you don't use it, then like you use it. I can speak it in conversation, like if I need to, like briefly broken. But I am not, so I am not writing our Spanish marketing materials. We have, we have professionals that are, that translate it for us, because you don't want Lauren Lucido writing our translating Spanish. But we do have a handful. So Robert, the one, my brother who works with us, he is fluent. He speaks Spanish all the time. And we have a handful of agents in Florida and in Texas, mainly, who speak Spanish.
That's very cool.
Amazing.
That's very cool. Lauren, let's talk marketing. All right. So do you guys have, I mean, I'm sure you do, but you have a well-oiled system around your marketing for listings, or do you supply specific things to the team for that stuff?
Yes. So whether it's for listings or even just for like prospecting or marketing materials to use on appointments, we have like marketing collateral that we provide for all of our locations, kind of like specific collateral for different divisions. And then for listings, yes. So we have brochures. We provide brochures. There's a couple different levels or types based on the type of property. Also just listed, just sold cards. And then we have a whole suite of social, like digital graphics, content that we provide for our agents as well.
And do you require the agents to use, I mean, it's like, hey, this is the stuff you have to use it to keep it the same across all of your locations?
Yeah. So we provide, that's something like, that we pay for. So
right.
If you are with Lucido Global, I have a couple because I was just reviewing. Actually, I have mine. Here's an example because I'm selling my house. This is one. So like this is, so we provide, brochures, everything is professionally printed, high quality, same thing with like, you know, just listed, just sold cards. We provide that. So there's no reason for agents to not want to, and I guess also to answer your question, agents aren't able to, like, they're not allowed to, they're not supposed to create their own brochures just because brand standard, consistent branding is very important. And more importantly is that agents, why would you want to create, like, why would an agent want to take time creating, you know, putting together a brochure, plugging in photos or whatnot, when that's not what they do best? They should be prospecting or going out on, you know, meeting with clients, going on appointments. We have a marketing team who's here, and that's what they, like, that's what we do. That's what we're good at. So the kind of, that's really kind of the whole concept of Lucido Global. We have very specialized roles, departments and areas so that you can focus on what you do best. And you don't have to compromise sort of, you know, quality or spend more time. It's going to take me a lot, like, you know, it's going to take an agent a lot longer to plug, you know, to create a brochure than it would take me.
Right.
I'm not creating all the brochures.
You have like a system, like, how's the system? Like, you know, somebody gets, because you guys take probably thousands of listings every year, right? So like, where does an agent go if they're, you have your team in Canada, right? Like, they take a listing. Is there some sort of, what's the communication when a listing gets taken to the marketing department to then create this stuff?
We actually evolved, and that's something that with expansion, we, you know, Gary Keller's always said that expansion will make your hub stronger. And for us, that definitely was the case. Our systems have, expansion has forced us in a positive way to level up our systems and make everything scalable. So actually for expansion, like, the members in my marketing department are not creating the marketing materials. We created roles. So it's like our client care, our client care coordinators who work directly with the agents, they're creating the marketing materials for them. So it's a blended role of client care and also marketing. So that one person, like, that's the same person who's putting in the listing. That person knows what photo, you know, they're putting in the listing, so they're familiar with the property and the photos and whatnot. So it makes sense for that person to create the brochure rather than introduce a whole separate person who doesn't know anything about the property and has to learn it. We kind of evolved our roles. Now in Maryland, someone in the marketing department still creates the brochures and
got it. So one thing I have noticed lately is your dad, Bob. I love how you call your parents like by their first name.
only in a work setting, and that only started when I came on board. I always thought it sounded disrespectful to call them.
Mom and my dad.
But yeah, we would be in a meeting, and I was this 23 years old, and people wouldn't take me seriously if I was like, "Well, Dad says we need to do this."
Yeah, right. So, jeez, okay, Dad.
So, yeah, your dad, Bob Lucido, suddenly just had a killer social media presence. Like over the past several months, like I'm sitting here going, "Wow." Bob just leveled up his Insta game. But let's talk about who the brains are behind that. Is it Bob or is it the man behind the curtain or woman behind the curtain?
So it's a team. It's definitely a team effort. Bob is, and one thing that, you know, he's always said is that he does what he does best, and the areas that he doesn't do, he's going to find people to do that so that he can do what he loves doing and what he thrives at. And that's why our company is built the way that it is. I help him, with content, and then we have a couple people. So every week we do, Bob actually leads, this is something that's exclusive for our Lucido partners. He does a private training session every Thursday. It's called Competitive Edge. So it's for our team. And our videographer or their assistant, who I was telling you about earlier, she will get, they'll be in there. So getting some of the footage. So like when we're creating the reels, a lot of the content is from there. And then of course, a lot of the personal content is like last week when we were in Hawaii, which Bob had this, like, still kind of blows my mind. I hadn't seen my dad ever have like a mixed drink. Normally when I was little, he'd, you know, drink beer. Now he'll drink red wine or champagne, but we were there and he was drinking these Mai Tais and these like mojitos. It was funny. So I got content of that because it's personal and people want to see the personal side of who Bob Lucido. I mean, that's what people want in general anyway with social media, like the human side of it, not just the business side.
Yeah, once they can get to that other, like that personal side of it, then they feel like they know you, right? And that's what'll bring them to the business naturally that way.
Well, you want to know what I think is great about your dad? You know, he knows, this is how someone like your dad has been in business for so long and continues to grow through the years. Like, he knows that it's important for him to be visible and present on social media, but he also knows that he isn't an expert in that. So let me surround myself with people on my team who are, and they can make me look awesome. And that's what your dad has done. That's like, my mother's been in the business for 30 years. And she's been able to evolve because she's had people on her team who are great at doing other things that she stinks at. And so I think that like that's key. And your dad's really good at figuring that stuff out, you know?
Yeah, no, he definitely is.
So Lauren. I think that's a, but his social media game is on fire.
Well, I will let him know that. He will be thrilled. He will be thrilled to hear that.
I just pulled him up and followed him here, just so I'm a new follower.
Got me at my ties.
A lot of the content for a while, like that was getting the most action was content of our dogs, which doesn't surprise me at all. But people would come up to him and you know, like talk to him about the dogs, and he'd be like, Lauren, people are like asking me about the dogs rather than real estate. And I'm like, well, that's you're they're noticing it.
Well, there's a connection there for a lot of people, right?
It's true.
So Lauren, tell us a little bit about all of your locations and how do you manage all the meetings? Like what is a typical team huddle look like? Give us a good glimpse of how you all manage those 42 locations.
So we have, there's all sorts of different levels, different kind of touch points. We have a company-wide monthly meeting where the whole company gets together. The locations also have their own huddles, like meetings for those individual locations. Some of them do it every week. Some of them do it every other week. It's kind of just really what works for them and what the leader in that location has found to be best. And then in terms of, you know, like marketing, our marketing team, we meet multiple days a week, but we also do trainings, and we have like office hours for on a regular basis for our agents so that they can reach out to us if they need assistance. We were working remotely or not remotely, virtually before COVID was ever a thing, because our marketing department was basically physically in Maryland, but we have these locations all over. So my team, we were very used to having Zooms and having digital, digital meetings and brainstorming sessions over Zoom, because we had been, you know, we've been doing that for so long.
So you guys are pros.
I mean, it's like a blend, right? Because in person, there's so much, like, I like going in the office, just like, it's just easier to have, like, if I need something to like, okay, hand you this piece of paper rather than having to like do it digitally. But in a time where I can't just hand a piece of paper over to like our agent in, you know, in Austin, Texas, doing it virtually is great.
Right.
And we, whether it's Bob or me or you know, Jack or Robert, someone in our leadership, go to our different locations. Again, COVID put a pause on that. Actually, but Bob is going to Austin tomorrow. Today's the 4th, tomorrow night, I think, to speak and to meet with our agents in Austin. So nice. It's important to have the face time, like actual, as Bob says, in the belly, that face, that in-person connection. And then we have, you know, we have events every year. We do a big holiday, a holiday event, and then at family reunion we always do a big team event. So there is a lot of in-person focus as well.
That's but basically great. What you're saying is you guys were virtual before it was cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
We had to be. I think that helped us. Now it's just second nature that, you know, it's second nature to everyone. I mean, and Bob, because Bob is not super tech. He's really not very tech at all. But when when Bob did in the beginning of COVID, when Bob did a virtual listing appointment, I was like, okay, team, no agent, like, you cannot complain about not being able to do like a virtual appointment or use our digital resources, because if Bob Lucido can go on a virtual listing appointment, then like anyone can.
I remember the first time when we interviewed your dad, when we were doing Command Your Morning, and your dad came on, and I think he had his, he had his laptop like on his dresser, and he was completely dark, like you couldn't see him, and you're like, "Dad, ring light." I told, like, ring light, Dad. Like,
yeah, he was in his, he was in his office in the basement, which we've since, you know, he has better lighting.
Yeah.
But yeah, lighting, I mean, he was in the beginning. He's very belly to belly. Like, he loves, he still goes and door knocks. Like, he gets a thrill. He, like, that's what he loves.
Well, I was gonna say, your dad still sells houses.
Yeah. Yeah.
He loves it.
He does. He does. It's his, like, he always says, this is my passion. Like, the day I stop enjoying it, like, I'm gonna do something else.
How many houses a year you think your dad sells personally?
I did the math a couple weeks ago for last year, looking at they had 200, it was 251 sales, and 247 of them were listing. So they're very, and when I say they, it's Bob and Tracy.
Wow.
So they're very, very, very listing.
Well, not only is your dad selling houses, he's selling it at a super high level.
Yeah. That's incredible.
That's amazing.
Really is.
Amazing.
Unreal.
He's kind of example. A listing machine. And my mom, she's the one that does all the behind the scenes. She does all, like, once it's under contract, kind of like the negotiations and the inspections and all that stuff. So they're a good team.
No, it's super awesome. Well, Lauren, this has been super fun, and I learned a lot just about expansion in general and systems and marketing, the whole nine. What do you guys think, Rob and Leslie? Did you guys get any light bulb moments and ahas? Because I know I did. I'm going to have to listen to it again.
I've got my note. I take notes every episode of different guests, so I've got pages of notes. So thank you for
sharing. This is how Rob gets free coaching. He hosts a podcast.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I
know. Smart.
Yeah.
It was very insightful. Well, thank you so much, Lauren.
Thank you for being on the show. If you enjoyed listening to Command Your Business, give us a follow, smash that subscribe button. That's what the kids say. Leave us a review, share it with your friends, listen to it over and over again. And if you want to reach out to Lauren, she is on Facebook. She's on Instagram. She is.
Lauren June Lucido is where you can find me on Instagram. It's just Lauren June on Facebook. You can follow Lucido Marketing on Instagram.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Follow also, Bob. What's Bob's handle on Instagram?
Yeah, follow Bob.
Bob, yes, please follow Bob. Bob is Real Bob Lucido. Yeah. There already was a Bob Lucido. Like, I think he's a bodybuilder or something in Boston.
Oh, really? Not your dad. Although your dad is in very good shape. I mean, I'm just saying, but he's not the bodybuilder.
Feel free to reach out to me if you have a question, you know, about marketing or anything, or if you're interested, like, whether, you know, expansion or opportunities for
joining
us in marketing.
If you want to join Lucido Global.
Of course, Lucido Global, also for Lucido Marketing. We're always looking for creative minds to come on board in our marketing department. So if you know of anyone, or if you are interested in a marketing position, feel free to reach out.
Yeah, and by the way, that reminds me, if you're interested in the coaching and consulting that Rob and Leslie and I offer, go to theexpandcoaching.com, theexpandcoaching.com. All of those links will be in the podcast description. So thank you for being here, everyone. Have an amazing day. We'll see you next time on Command Your Business.